konsol, ikit po manik na rito. Hindi naman talaga madal eh.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns. Hi there, I'm Jerry Stearns, and tonight on Sound Effects, a radio playground, we're going to hear two episodes from a podcast series called Action Science Theater. Now, Action Science Theater was active from 2012 to the beginning of 2017. There were 50 episodes made, official episodes, and two or three kind of mini extra episodes as well. They will take you to their website, actionsciencetheater.com, but that website has kind of disappeared, and if you do a search now, it'll take you to Spotify, which has all the episodes and some description of them. What I like about these series is that they are all very silly and yet very well made. They will have fun with scientific ideas and language without actually making fun of the science or scientists. I appreciate that. The producer is Dan Bond, and he had another guy named Dan and one named Brian who were writers with him, and they all live in the UK, so you'll recognize the accents as you go. The first episode we're playing tonight also makes fun of James Bond movies, so it's a lot of having fun with various, a lot of different things. This episode is called The Man with the Golden Game. On Sound Effects.
Set your internet dials to danger as we bring you action, we bring you science, and we bring you theatre with Action Science Theatre.
But you can't do this to me. Not now. Not when I'm so close.
Close? Close to what?
My calculations, my theories, they're almost complete.
Oh, for goodness sake, not this again.
I can show you. I can show you the numbers I have. Just let me in my room.
We've been through this. Your theories are very nice, but they are just that, theories.
Not for much longer.
The game theory. Well, it's all a bit, how can I put this, pre-2008?
I'm so close, please. Imagine what my work could do. We could predict so many eventualities. Listen. I can predict every turn of a roulette wheel. I can tell you the outcome using my formula.
How utterly charming and completely ridiculous. Out.
But please.
Out.
But all my belongings are in there.
I know. I was going to let you collect them, but you've annoyed me now. We'll send everything on to you in padded envelopes. Make sure you leave a forwarding address with someone. Now get out before I call security.
Very well. You win. But you haven't heard the last of Norton Chambers.
So that's what his name is.
And with that, I have nowhere to live, and very little money to my name. Looks like you were right about me, Dad.
Excuse me?
Sorry? I wasn't talking to you, I was being wistful.
Oh, okay. It's just my name's Dan, and I thought that's what you said.
No, I said Dad.
Oh, right. They sound quite similar, though, don't they?
They do a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, would you mind pushing off? I want to keep being wistful for a bit longer.
Oh, okay. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Thanks very much. Yeah, where was I? Oh, yes. Looks like you were right about me, Dad. But I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to prove everyone wrong. My theories work. I know it. I will prove it and make myself rich at the same time. Oh, yes. Norton Chambers is about to become king of the casino. Where are casinos? I don't think I've actually ever been in one. I'm sure I read somewhere about there being some in Monte Carlo. I don't know where that is, but I can find out. Now, where do you buy an atlas?
of two men not much alike. One could be called a hero, the other, well, not quite. One is sharply dressed, he wears expensive fitted suits, he drives shiny fast cars in dramatic high-speed
card.
I'm sorry?
Would you like another card, monsieur?
Oh, yes, I would, please. Thanks.
And again?
Just a sec. Three is plus, I have that one.
I don't wish to hurry you, monsieur.
No, it's fine. I'll stick with what I have. Yes, definitely.
Very good. The house has a four, a king, and a five. The house holds at 19. The player has 20. The player wins again.
Yes!
Well done, monsieur. Perhaps you have thought about going to play another game?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm still enjoying this one.
Really, monsieur? I'm sure we could arrange for some complimentary drinks or something to get you to go and play something you don't always win at.
Oh, no, I don't drink. Well, I did once. Half a pint of snake bite in the university bar. I was sick all night. I tell you, crazy times.
Indeed, monsieur. Very well. Another game, then?
Yes, please. I'd like to keep adding to this little pile. How much were the green chips worth again?
50 euro, monsieur.
Gosh, we have so many.
Oui, monsieur.
Good evening.
Hello.
You seem to be doing very well for yourself.
I am, thanks.
Your cards, monsieur.
Thank you.
Would you care to join us, monsieur?
Not right now, thank you.
D'accord, but let me know if I can get you anything. Card, monsieur?
Not this time.
Very well. House has a king and a jack. House holds. Leia has blackjack. Leia wins again.
I say, old man, well done.
I'm 32. That's not old, is it?
It's a figure of speech. Lady Luck is smiling on you tonight.
Well, actually, it's not luck.
No?
I have a system. Something I worked out myself. Keep it really hush-hush, though.
Apart from whispering about it to total strangers.
Who are you, anyway?
Let me introduce myself. Porter. Mason Porter.
What, really?
I'm sorry?
Is that really your name?
Well, of course it is. Why?
Just sounds a bit, well, made up. No offence, of course.
None taken, I'm sure. And now you have me at a disadvantage.
I do?
Yes. As you know my name, but I don't know yours.
Oh, I see. That's quite a nice turn of phrase. I must remember that.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Actually, I might just write it down.
There's no need for that right now. Why not just tell me your name?
Ah, yes. Chambers Norton.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Norton.
No. My last name is Chambers. My first name is Norton. I'm Norton Chambers. Sorry, I was trying to tell you my name like you did. It sounded quite cool, but I think I got confused.
Nice to meet you, Norton.
Ah, and you, Mason. Ha! First names.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Well, good evening. May I trouble you for your name, Miss...
Standout. Holly Standout.
Wow, everyone does it. So well.
Mason Porter. A pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine.
Chambers Norton, I mean... Norton Chambers.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Norton Chambers.
Is anyone going to play cards?
No, I think I might call it a night.
Perhaps I could trouble you for some playing tips.
Sure. I need to go back to my hostel. You could walk with me.
I'll give you a lift.
Thanks.
Good night, Miss Standout.
Good night, Mr. Porter. I hope we meet again soon.
Me too.
Please, get a room.
Good night, monsieur.
Oh, good night.
Thanks for waiting. Call of nature, you know.
Not a pro... Wait. The dealer just came out of the men's loot. And you were in the... The ladies must be out of order. No. Then the dealer must be a man with a very high voice.
It's okay, Norton. She was in there with me.
What were you doing?
Oh, come on, Norton. We're both men of the world.
Clearly my world is significantly more hygienic than yours.
Anyway, never mind that. Remember the lady who came to our table?
Holly Standout.
Holly Standout, yes. It was no coincidence that she came to our table.
No?
I need to tell you something, Norton. I work for British Intelligence.
Is that like a market research company?
No, I'm a spy. And Holly Standout is an enemy agent. She works for Dr. Miles Ne'er-do-well, the billionaire philanthropist and scientific genius.
What's that, big business cards?
She's seen us together, which means that you're not safe. I don't suggest you go back to your hostel tonight. You can stay with me. Here, I have a suite.
My mother told me never to accept suites from strangers. Not to mention, your story is far-fetched, and staying in a room with you would be weird. But on the other hand, you do have a suite in a hotel. Can I get room service?
As much as you want.
Let's go!
Morning, sunshine.
Morning.
This sofa is surprisingly comfy.
Glad to hear it.
Morning.
Good morning.
Just going to take a shower.
Help yourself.
Isn't that the enemy agent from the casino?
Yes, it is.
What's she doing here? She must have walked right by me. Why is she naked? Did you sleep with her?
Well, of course I did.
But she's an enemy agent? Like, an enemy? Someone bad who you shouldn't trust?
Oh, it's okay. I had a gun under my pillow.
That doesn't sound very safe.
It's okay, Norton. I do this all the time.
I've noticed. Humans are capable of controlling our base instincts, you know. Do you ever think you may have a problem?
You mean a pathological need I have to sleep with women to reinforce my feelings of manhood and take my mind off the many people I've killed in cold blood?
Well, yeah.
Perhaps you're right. You know, I think a lot of it is linked to my relationship with my father. It was never easy. I just wanted him to be proud of me. I think he was just upset that I never went into the family business.
What was the family business?
Making pogo sticks.
Well, perhaps we can try and solve your emotional problems once we're in less danger?
I'd like that, Norton. I really would.
Right. Now we should do something about the enemy agent in your shower.
That's okay, Mr. Chambers. There's no need to worry about me. Why don't you move over next to your friend?
Oh, come on now, Holly, put the gun down.
No, I don't think I want to.
Oh, please. After all we've been through together.
Don't think just because we did it 7 times last night that it meant something.
This may seem like an inappropriate moment for this, but good heavens, man.
Silence. I can't let you two live. You know too much.
Actually, I don't really know much at all.
To be fair, that's true.
I don't care. I'm going to kill you anyway.
But, Holly, wait. What's that behind you?
Oh, yeah, like I'm going to fall for that.
No, seriously, behind you right now. Look, quickly!
Do you think I'm totally stupid?
I can't believe it. It's right behind you right now. You really had better look.
Oh, for goodness sake, what is...
She actually did fall for that. That was amazing.
Oh, of course, it's all in the eyes. Make them believe you.
In the eyes? I'll remember that. Should we tie her up?
Again?
What do you mean again? Oh, come on, man, seriously?
Yes, I see what you mean. Yes, good idea, and then we'd better get to Ne'er-do-well's hideout.
You know where it is?
Yes, she talks in her sleep.
About her job?
It's a very high-stress profession. This is the place.
I can't believe the voice in your sat-nav is set to Brian Blessed.
It's easy to hear over gunfire. Number 7B.
Oh, here we go, Living Cross Exports.
You go up and knock on the door. Find out if Ne'er-do-well is there. I'll keep you covered.
What do I say?
Improvise.
Improvise?
Remember, this is for England.
But I'm Irish.
That's close enough.
Not for me, or for lots of other people in Ireland.
Pretty, please.
Oh, all right. Improvise.
Sorry?
I mean, hello.
Can I help?
Yes. Yes, you can. I was looking for a warehouse.
Yes, well, this is a warehouse.
It's a very nice one.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm looking for someone called Ne'er-do-well.
Oh, yes, he's here.
All right.
Do you want to see him?
Sure.
Okay, follow me.
Great.
Damn it, you weren't supposed to go in, Norton. Oh, the only way things could get worse is if there was a trapdoor here. Oh, for goodness sake. Go!
Good evening, Mr. Porter.
Mr. Ne'er-do-well, I presume.
Indeed. I've been expecting you.
You have?
Well, no, not really. That is to say, not you in particular. I suppose some government agency would send someone after me eventually. I have to say, I thought it would be the Americans.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, don't worry a jot about it. I'd kill you no matter where you came from. I'm very fair like that.
Ne'er-do-well, you're totally mad.
Well, of course I'm totally mad. You don't plot overly intricate schemes for world domination whilst holding down a respectable, if jobsworthy, position at an academic institution when you're sane, do you?
When you put it like that, no.
And anyway, there's nothing wrong with being mad. My psychiatrist says we have to remove the stigma around mental illness.
He makes a very valid point.
Yes. Well, it's a shame I had to have him killed. He said that he could let me be mad or evil, but not both. He tried to stop me when he found out about my plan to build a secret base in a volcano. He said it wouldn't be structurally sound.
We're not in a volcano, are we?
No, turns out it wasn't structurally sound. And do you know the paperwork you have to do?
Look, this is all very interesting, but aren't you going to tell me your plan?
My plan? But then you'll know it. Then you'll be able to stop me. Or you would be able to, if I wasn't about to kill you. Okay, I'll tell you my plan. I suppose it can't hurt.
Sucker.
What? What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Please, carry on.
Okay, actually, I want more of an audience for this. Where's that little pipsqueak you had with you? Guards, bring his sidekick.
Ah! What's happening?
Ne'er-do-well just said you were my sidekick.
Sidekick? I never agreed to that.
Ahem! Now, listen, please. I'm going to explain all about my plan. Ah, Agent Standout. Glad you could make it. You're just in time.
Ooh, you're going to explain your plan?
Yes, I am.
Good. I've been looking forward to this. I bought popcorn.
Oh, excellent. I brought a lovely Merlot.
Do you expect me to uncork?
No, Mr. Porter. I just expect you to dine.
Hello, Holly.
Mason Porter. Thanks for the bump on the head.
Don't mention it.
Okay. If you're quite finished, I present to you my plan. Have any of you heard of catastrophe theory?
I have.
Ah, the sidekick has. Would you be good enough to explain?
Well, catastrophe theory states that small changes in certain parameters of a nonlinear system can cause equilibria to appear or disappear, or to change from attracting to repelling and vice versa, leading to large and sudden changes of the behaviour of the system.
Exactly! Brilliant, isn't it?
I'm not sure I follow.
Me neither.
Chew! Why can't everyone be a genius?
I ask myself that a lot too.
Really? And does your intelligence make you feel lonely? As if nobody in the world can understand or be on the same intellectual level as you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
A kindred spirit. The only things between us, sir, are billions of dollars and insane ambition.
So close.
So, for the thickies among us, if you change one small thing, it can have big consequences. Under the guise of academic research, we've got access to some of the most powerful computers in the world. We're using all the computational power to work out what small changes we can make to cause major disasters. Bridge collapses, ships sinking, cancelling good TV shows. You know, that sort of thing.
But why go to all that trouble? Why not just sink a boat with a missile or something?
Two reasons. Number one, the recession. It's hit us all hard. Got to be more subtle these days. And number two, because that's all just a bit too easy. I am a genius.
And what do you want to stop all this?
What do I want?
How much money? What do you want power over? Governments?
Oh, good Lord, no. This is all just a lot of fun. Something I cooked up in my spare time. I really have a very short attention span. Can't stop cooking up ideas.
I think it sounds like a brilliant plan.
Why, thank you, Holly. I am quite proud of it. I was going to kill you too, as you slept with the enemy and let him escape. But now I feel predisposed towards you. You can come with me and watch me taunt my mutants.
Yippee!
As for you two, this room is inescapable, and I've asked my men to fill it up with... something. Sharks? Knives? Vinegar? I can't remember now. But you know, death, suffering, etc. Toodles!
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
You know, thinking back, I was perfectly happy at that blackjack table.
It's okay, we know his plan. All we need to do is escape from this room, kill all the guards, stop ne'er-do-well, destroy this building, and tell Standout she was actually a bit disappointing.
That last bit just sounds a bit petty.
But it's vital to the plan.
Right. How do we do the first part, where we get out of this room?
I have an idea.
Go on.
I noticed the guard they left at the door was a woman.
So?
So I just need to talk to her. Give her the old charm.
Can't you keep your mind off that just for a minute?
I'm just thinking of escaping. Come on, we need to attract her attention. Excuse me. My friend is sick. He needs help.
What does that matter? You're both going to die.
Yes, but ne'er-do-well will want him to die because of his elaborate plan, not because of a touch of the flu. Imagine how that will look.
He is a man who doesn't take disappointment well. Okay, I'm opening the door. Don't try anything. I've got a gun.
Right. What's the problem?
Oh, he's okay, really. Nothing serious. I just wanted to tell you how much that uniform really flatters you.
Really?
Absolutely. You look great.
Thanks. Doesn't just give me... man shoulders.
No. You look amazing. And the colour really brings out your eyes.
Go, you.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So, how about we slip that uniform off and...
I don't think so, square jaw. Hands up. Trying that nonsense with me. You think all women will be interested just because you've bat your big, sexy blue eyes at them?
Pretty much.
Not this girl.
Right on, sister.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice gun.
Thanks. It's my Heckler & Koch HK MP7.
Really? It's always been my favourite submachine gun.
I customised the grip.
Oh, would you look at that?
Would you like to try holding it?
Would I?
There you go. Just feel the weight balance.
Yeah, that is good. Now, put your hands in the air.
Oh, I don't have anyone to blame for this but myself.
That was some good work back there.
Thanks.
What do you call that thing you did?
It's called conversation.
Conversation?
Yeah. It's where you engage someone on a topic they're interested in.
Fascinating. So you can do that rather than relying on seduction?
Exactly.
I can't see it catching on. Stop!
Oh, thank goodness. I'm about to die.
Ne'er-do-well is in here.
How can you tell?
I can see him through the window.
Oh, yes. He's seeing us too. He's making a run for it.
Stand back.
Okay. I thought you were going to kick it down.
Don't be ridiculous. I'd hurt my foot. Now let's get after him. Stop right there, ne'er-do-well.
Curses!
You've caused your last catastrophe.
As pithy lines go, it's not exactly a classic, is it?
Cork it, fatso.
All right, there's no need to get personal. Just because I'm a little overweight.
He's right, that was a bit harsh.
Look, I've been stopping international criminal masterminds for a long time. I don't need any advice on how to do it from you two, okay?
And what about me?
I thought I heard someone behind us.
And now you mention it.
Well, I was running and couldn't really breathe, to be fair.
Throw down your guns.
I don't have a gun. I gave it to him.
Because I'm the one who knows how to use it.
It won't do you any good anymore. I'm sorry, Mason. It was fun while it lasted.
What's that supposed to mean?
Things are coming to a premature end. They always do when you're around.
Ah, see, she's making out you're bad in bed.
Yes, thank you, I got that.
And after I've killed you, I'll make sure I post about it on every woman's spy forum I can find.
You evil harpy!
Oh, this is fun, isn't it?
Say goodbye, boys.
Wait, what's that behind you?
Oh, right, like I'm really going to fall for that one again.
No, really, right behind you, look at it!
You really are an awful sidekick.
A, I'm not his sidekick, and B, you really must look behind you right now!
Okay.
You're not actually going to look behind you, are you?
Hang on, this won't take a moment.
Well done, old man.
You said it was all in the eyes, so I just gave her a taste of these little peepers.
Good work. And now, ne'er-do-well, I don't think anyone else will come and save you. Ne'er-do-well. Where did he go?
I think that's him running away, over there.
Oh, for goodness sake, come on!
I'm in serious danger of getting bit.
Don't move, ne'er-do-well!
Curses!
Yeah, there's no getting away from Mason Porter and his trusty sidekick, Norton Chambers.
I thought you didn't like being my sidekick.
I had a rethink when I was running. Must have been the lack of oxygen to my brain. Gosh, we're high up. This place needs a safety rail.
Time to come quietly, ne'er-do-well.
I suppose you're right. It's a fair comment.
You know it makes sense.
Of course. Any evil genius worth his salt would have the whole place rigged to explode. Now, let's bet on them to get out of situations like this.
It does seem like a good idea.
Behold, the dramatic reveal.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no, you don't. Yeah.
Oh, I only have myself to blame.
Norton, grab the detonator.
Got it. Oh, dear. I pushed the button.
Oh, chum.
In a life raft.
I always carry one with me, just in case.
Handy. Can't believe we made it out alive.
I really can't believe you made it out alive.
No. Sometimes I surprise even myself. So what happens now?
Well, we wait to be rescued. I've activated my tracker beacon. They'll be here within the hour.
What do we do till then?
Well, normally in these situations, I have a beautiful woman with me and we make love a few times. It's the best way to finish off a mission.
Right.
But, you know, I'm a modern man.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
It's okay. I'll be gentle.
That better be a gun in your pocket.
Starring in The Man with the Golden Game were Kira Kelly, David Ault, Callum Mitchell, Georgie Lungley, Brian Macken and Dan Bond. Written by Dan Bond and Brian Macken. Produced by Dan Booth. For more Action Science Theatre, go to actionsciencetheatre.com.
There's more Action Science Theater to come after these few words from a visitor.
I just found out I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio.
That's KFAI,
90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and online at kfai.org.
And you're listening too.
And so are you.
You're listening to Sound Effects, a radio playground on KFAI Fresh Air Radio.
Hello again, I'm Jerry Stearns, and you're listening to Sound Effects, a radio playground. Tonight we've got a couple of episodes of Action Science Theatre from Britain. This next episode is called Perilosaurus. Greg Brown is a paleontologist who specializes in bar chart colors and theories that upset small children. Join him and his friend Eloise Burke and Detective Inspector Lynn Wayland-Smith as they try to stop Professor Zorbo and his pet ninja from making Greg the next species to become extinct. The episode is called Perilosaurus.
Set your internet dials to danger as we bring you action, as we bring you science, and as we bring you theatre with Action Science Theatre.
It's finished, Greg. Stop fiddling with it.
Just need to get this bar in the chart the exact right shade of grey. Then I'll be finished.
When I finish my paper, I'm going to fling it with great force at the reviewers and be done with it.
Less opacity.
I'm going home. When I get back to the lab tomorrow morning, you have to have sent your paper to the Journal of Paleontology. Otherwise, I get to pick the music in the lab for the next 2 weeks, got it?
Ugh, dubstep. All right, I'm just going to finish this bit.
Just try and finish it before it finishes you. See you.
Yeah, okay, bye. Hey, who left this knife here? Huh? And here? Someone is being really untidy with their throwing knives. I swear that wasn't there a moment ago. Now I'm 100% sure I didn't leave a throwing knife in my leg. Ah!
Finally.
Ah, who are you? Where'd you come from? Did you just drop from the ceiling? Why are you dressed in black and throwing knives all around the place?
I'll ask the questions.
Do you know how dangerous that is?
I said I'll ask.
Did you know one went in my leg?
For crying out loud, have it your way. Time to die.
Don't move, old boy. This gun is very loaded, and I am very good at shooting people between the left and right eye with it.
Who the hell are you?
Sorry, where are my manners? Detective Inspector Lynn Wayland-Smith, Scotland Yard. How's the leg? I do apologise I couldn't get here before he got you. Probably not poisoned. You, the chap in the ninja costume, very slowly take off the mask.
Another time, perhaps.
Damn, Blighter got away.
What is going on?
You have been drawn into the web of the world's most notorious criminal. A man with links across the underworld who will stop at nothing to fulfill his dream of whole countries dancing to his nefarious tune. A man the police have been chasing for 100 years to no avail. You are in danger from... Professor Zorbo!
Right.
You don't seem impressed.
Listen... It's not that I'm not interested, it's just that I still have a knife sticking out of my leg, and he does sound like a clown who does children's parties.
All right, let me get the knife.
Ah!
Apply this bandage, take these pills, and see me again in 3 weeks.
Thanks.
For now, we have to leave. Our ninja friend is still about, and Professor Zorbo is more dangerous than his name suggests. Follow me! Please, make yourself at home. We who fight the great evil must not stand on courtesy.
This is a very grand study. I can tell you like mahogany.
Actually, quite the opposite. I hate it.
Then why have a mahogany desk, a mahogany chair, a mahogany globe, a mahogany fireplace, a mahogany pipe, and mahogany shelves filled with books that appear to be made out of, and about the acquisition of, mahogany?
Because I hate it, dear boy. I cut down as much of it as I can find and use the remains to further my pursuit of Professor Zorbo.
Right.
It makes sense if you think about it.
I don't think I will, if it's all the same to you.
Fair enough, old boy. Whatever butters your crumpet.
Now, if I could just bring up the small matter of the ninja in my lab?
Ah, yes. Well, I found your name on this list, which I managed to wrest from some of Zorbo's goons in a tea shop in Chinatown. Do you recognise any of these other people?
I recognise some of them. They're fellow paleontologists.
They are all paleontologists. What I don't know is why they are on this list. Research is the obvious thing. What is your work about?
Oh, I don't like to talk about it.
Come on, man. We haven't got time for modesty. Word has probably already reached Zorbo that I'm involved, and it won't take him long to find this hideout. This place is plush, but not exactly good for concealment.
It's not modesty. It's just that people always act all awkward when I tell them about it.
I don't get awkward, Mr. Brown.
All right. I'm putting together the case for Triceratops not being a real species. Like how Brontosaurus isn't really a separate species, but is actually a Patasaurus.
So, you're, getting rid of Triceratops?
You see? You are awkward about it. This always happens. People act like I'm telling them their childhood pet actually wanted them dead. It's not my fault that science says your favourite dinosaur was called something else.
All right, steady on. Well, apart from the obvious, I can't see why Zorbo would want you dead.
All the names that I recognise on this list of yours have done similar work to mine. Wait, what do you mean, apart from the obvious?
Well, everybody loves dinosaurs. Especially Triceratops with its lovable horns. But I can't imagine Zorbo being a Triceratops fan. He's more of a predator.
Of course.
Well, if we can get your paper submitted, then Zorbo should leave you alone. Assuming it's your work he wants you for, there'd be no point in murdering you after that. And Zorbo always has a reason for murder.
Sorry, that was me. My God!
What is it?
Eloise, my lab partner. She's gone back to the lab. She was supposed to be gone for the night.
She's in terrible danger. Zorbo won't hesitate to use your friends as leverage against you.
Then what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Take you right back into the lion's den? Not on your Nelly.
Leave my Nelly out of it. We need to go back to get my research anyway, and only I know where it's all saved and stored, and I'm not going to tell you.
Very well. I can see danger doesn't frighten you. You may just stand a chance. Let us go.
Let me just find my keys. Oh, someone's broken their key off in the lock. Eloise is the only other one with a key to our lab. This must be hers.
It's still locked, so whatever happened, happened out here.
My God, look, just off the path here. This is Eloise's can of mace.
Are you sure it's hers?
It's monogrammed.
Damn, we're too late.
Now what? We have to find her.
We'll look for clues. There's always a clue somewhere.
Oh, there's one.
That was quick. Whereabouts?
Right behind you. It's a man in a ninja costume.
I see.
Got you, Waylon Smith.
Ooh, good dodge. Get him. Ooh, he has a knife. Careful, he throws them. Good deflection. Wow, the splits. Careful. He's doing a spinny, kicky thing.
Will you please be quiet? I'm...
Oh, dear.
Now you're coming with me. Stop playing around like a child and...
Oh, sorry. Are you all right? Mr. Ninja? Mr. Ninja? Unconscious, eh? Smith? Smith? Are you knocked out too? Seems so. Right. I have no idea what to do now.
I suggest you step away from the bodies and put your hands behind your head.
Oh, hello, officer. Listen, this isn't what it looks like.
I'll be honest, dear son, it's unlikely I'm going to take your word for it when you're standing over two bodies.
Yeah, but what happened was... Nope. Okay, you've got me.
My backup is just here, so I'm just going to go ahead and lock you all up and sort it out later.
Very fair. Finally! It's been an hour!
Sorry, sir. Miss Waylon Smith took some time to wake up, and we had to verify her credentials.
It's quite all right, officer. You were just being diligent. Diligent officers are the backbone of the fight against the great evil of Zorbo.
Yes, the evil Zorbo.
Which cell is Ninja Boy in? He'll know where Eloise is.
Cell number 3, just here.
Thanks.
Evil Zorbo.
As I suspected.
My God, he's gone.
I swear, he was in here all passed out not 20 minutes ago.
He is a ninja, I suppose.
Quite.
We're at a dead end. That ninja was our only lead. We're stuffed.
Damn! I refuse to let Zorbo win. There must be a way.
Would knowing the identity of your ninja be of any use?
What?
Well, we took a mugshot and fingerprints when we booked him. This is a police station, you know.
Well, who is he?
This isn't the television, sir. It takes time to cross-reference fingerprints, if he's even in the system at all.
May we see the mugshot?
Certainly, I have the file here. I thought you'd want to have a look.
Okay, I don't want to be saying my God all the time, so I'd just like to express my surprise at this point.
Do you recognise this man?
I should say so. That's Bertie Adams. He's the department head at the paleontology department.
Thank you, Officer Daniels. That will be all.
Are you sure you don't need my help, ma'am?
No, thank you, Officer. You've done more than enough.
Very well. I shall leave you both to it while I go and shout out my officers for letting a ninja sneak away.
Don't we want the police to help?
He's a damn good officer, but I don't want to put him in a sticky spot. Because our next step is very technically illegal, and we don't have time to do it on the straight and narrow.
Well?
Let us go and break into Bertie Adams' office.
This is his office.
Now, it may surprise you to learn I have such dubious skills as lockpicking, but the combat for civilization sometimes requires a little dirty pool.
To be honest, I was kind of expecting you to be able to do that. Aren't you a sort of spy?
James Bond ruined spying for everyone. Now I must concentrate. Picking locks requires patience, sensitivity, and careful judgment.
That was quick. You must be very good.
I am, but this lock was picked already. Somebody has just broken into this office, and in all likelihood is still in there.
Okay. It could be dangerous. You go first.
Stay behind me.
It's pretty dark.
The first rule of breaking into somewhere is not to turn the lights on. We're dealing with a professional.
Quick, duck! Look, a torch!
I saw it! Over by the filing cabinet.
Now what?
We go on three. One, two, three!
Yeah, gotcha!
Well, I meant for you to get the light, but good work. Now, who is this?
Greg, let go of me.
Eloise?
Is this the missing girl?
I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. And I'm not missing. I know exactly where I am. Greg, who is she?
This is Lynn Whalen-Smith. She's been saving me from ninjas since I saw you last.
Oh, hi. Greg, what the actual hell is going on?
Well, I'll explain later, once I've figured it out myself.
A madman named Professor Zorbo is bent on world domination and has taken an interest in Gregory here.
And that interest seems to express itself as murder attempts. Where have you been? We thought you'd been grabbed by Zorbo.
Well, I had just got back to the office when the ninja jumped me. I managed to mace him and get his mask off before kicking him in the ghoulies and making my escape. Can you believe that Adams is a ninja? I always thought he was in slightly too good shape for a department head. I hid out for a bit to make sure I'd shaken him. I did try and call you, but you never check your bloody phone.
Oh, 12 missed calls.
I broke into Adam's office to see what I could find out.
Very impressive. If the paleontology doesn't work out for you, Scotland Yard are always looking for enterprising young agents. Here's my card.
The paleontology thing was working out just fine before Greg upset a ninja, thanks.
Don't I get a card?
Of course. But later. Don't want to hamper your movement with a bulky,
tiny piece of paper?
Exactly.
Look, we better get to looking before Adams comes back. What are we trying to find?
Anything that references Zorbo. We have to assume your lab is being watched, so we can't get you in there to submit your paper. If we can find out where his hideout is, we can stop him by going straight to the source.
I saw a whole category in one of the filing cabinets labelled Zorbo. I thought it was some kind of foot cream, so I just ignored it. Here it is.
Wait, there's a trip.
Now I have you. Oh man, I love to laugh.
Where am I? I do not like getting gassed. That is a thing I have just learned. Hey, I can't move. Hello, anyone there?
I'm here.
I can't see you.
Well, that's because the lights are off, Greg.
Oh, yes, that makes sense. Ah, bright!
Hello, Mr. Greg Brown and Eloise Burke, apparently. Good to meet you both, finally.
Who are you? I'm getting a little bit tired of being imperiled by mysterious dudes whose face I can't see.
Where do you even buy big hoods that hide your face in shadows?
There's a website.
Really? I bet they kill you on the shipping.
No, I found it pretty reasonable.
Ah, well, there you go.
Yeah, can we get on with it? I'm sure there's someone else somewhere who wants to kidnap me.
Of course. I would hate to keep you waiting. No, I mean make you late, because you're about to be the late...
I get it.
I am Professor Zorbo. You have done surprisingly well at evading my plans, so I thought I would give you the supreme honor of meeting me and being personally complimented.
Well, it's nice you made the effort, but it'd be even nicer if you'd let us go.
I'm afraid I cannot do that, Mr. Brown. It's time for you to die.
The police know all about this, you know.
Yes, I'm aware, and it shall take me a little time to fix their records to my satisfaction. For the moment, your death shall look like a terrible accident. You may have noticed the giant dinosaur skulls hanging over the chairs to which you have been tied?
I had wondered.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as soon as I cut this cord, they will slowly drop down and crush you both. Given that this storeroom is poorly stacked, it shall look like a tragic accident. I've had a nice time trying to kill you both. Goodbye.
Well, it's just been peachy for me, too.
Farewell.
Right. Now is the time for Smith to burst in.
She was knocked out too, remember?
Oh, yes. Then we need our own plan.
And, quickly.
Okay.
Yes.
Got any ideas?
Don't have much experience escaping overly elaborate death traps.
Nor me.
This whole thing makes me want to kick things.
Wait, hold on. That cupboard is close enough for you to reach. Kick it again.
Oh, gladly.
Okay, this will be close. But if you give that cupboard a great big kick, it might just fall over and hit the skull above me. That's a Spinosaurus aegyptiacus. If you get it just above the jaw, it should shatter. If I can get a tooth, I can cut myself out and save you in the nick of time.
Okay, it's worth a shot. Make sure to do that last bit. I can't properly see, so say when.
Okay. Okay. Not yet. Not yet. Now!
Skull is still in one piece, Greg.
Maybe it's a Spinosaurus maracanus.
Oh, God, we're going to die because you got the wrong Spinosaurus.
Wait, it knocked a tooth out. I can just about reach it.
Hurry!
Got it! I'm free!
I'm almost hole punched here!
Phew! Just made it.
Oh, good work. Let's see if we can catch Zorbo.
Or find Smith and she can catch Zorbo.
Yes, that's a much better idea. Let's just have a quick peek before we go barging into any ninjas.
Look, on the far side of the storeroom, Smith's being carried out the back door by the ninja.
What?
Shh.
Calm down, it's a big storeroom. Where is he?
See just beyond those crates. He's got Smith over his shoulder and that door he's making for leads outside.
God, you're right. Hold on, I've got a plan. What I need you to do is get out the window here, run around to the other side of the building, and come in the door he's making for.
But won't I then be face to face with him, stopping him from leaving? The ninja, who can kill me?
Yes, keep him there, near the door. Stall him.
I could let him kill me, that might stall him.
Think of something else. Go, go, quick, before he leaves.
Eloise, but I hate ninjas.
Quick!
Okay, I'm going. I need a boost up. I can't reach the window.
Okay, here, step on my...
Okay, right. And now I have it.
Ow, ow! You're stepping on my...
Oh, almost there. Hold on. And just push through the... I'm through. Stop right there, Bertie.
You again. I told Zorbo that trap was too elaborate.
Greg, you should really have run away. I have this entirely in hand.
He has you tied up and slung over his shoulder.
Well, all right. Maybe not entirely in hand.
Shut up, Smith. You wait over there while I kill your little friend.
Ah! Aha! But little do you know, I have a piece of information that you might find very interesting.
What?
Oh, yes. It's so interesting... You wouldn't even believe how relevant it is to your interests.
Fine. Tell me and I'll let you live.
Oh no. It's not going to be that easy, Mr... No, sir. Nope. It's a good piece of information, so, you know, you'll want to know it.
You're bluffing. I'm tired of listening to students trying to buy time. Say goodbye.
Hiya!
What the...
Eloise! You kicked that cupboard over!
I'm getting a taste for it. Did I get him?
You certainly did. Mr. Ninja over there won't be doing any murdering from underneath a cupboard. Now, if you would kindly untie me, we can bring all this to an end.
We saw Zorbo.
So did I. He taunted me for a bit. Perhaps we can still catch him. Curses! There he goes!
Oh, what? He was in that car? I ran right by it.
I shall try and call in some backup, but I doubt they'll catch him. I've been in this position before.
On the plus side, Ninja Adams here has that file we got gassed looking for.
My God! Now this is jolly interesting. Financial transactions for Zorbo. Records of companies that he owns. And they're all toy companies.
The evil Professor Zorbo makes toys.
Yes, those cheap plastic ones you find everywhere. They're all Zorbo. And according to this, he just launched a £10 million research project into a new line of cheap Triceratops toys.
That's why he was trying to kill Greg, to stop him ruining his new toy line.
Well, we may have missed him this time, but with this information, we can really put a hole in his operation. Jolly well done, you two.
Thanks, Detective Smith. It's the least I could do to help in the eternal battle against...
Greg! Go right now, run, don't walk, and submit your paper before someone tries to kill us again.
Ah, right you are. Starring in Perilosaurus were Dan Bond, Elena Wright, Amy Wackett and Brian Macken. Written by Dan Bond and Brian Macken. Produced by Dan Booth. For more Action Science Theatre, go to actionsciencetheatre.com.
If you actually go to their website, actionsciencetheatre.com, it transfers you to a listing of all 50 episodes on Spotify. So that website is now gone. But you can still find the information. And now here's a silly short subject from the Fire Sign Theatre's Dear Friends album. It's a strange little piece called Dr. Whiplash. Entirely improvised.
And now, a pause in the busy day's activity. As the doctor leaves his little rectumery, walks out the marble path covered with Aggies, cat's eyes from his youth, down the long path of life, past the elm grove of superstition, toward the true way. Yes, it's Dr. Whiplash. He's come again to the font of perpetual resurrection to answer some of your questions. Dave, what's the first question?
Well, I have a letter here from a gentleman in Flotsam's Mistake, New Jersey. And actually, he's been kind enough to send this letter in on a tape cassette for you, Doctor, so we'll hear his voice and you can use his voice to help you analyze the problem.
It's a novel idea. Leave it to the Japs.
Here, Dr. Whiplash. I am a Japanese businessman. Why have I written before? So I still suffering from the same complaint. I only suffer in the office during the day. At night, I eat out and feel better. And although I can't sleep, it's because of a part of my noise. What should I do? Hideo Gump.
Dear Hideo, your symptoms are shared by people other than your race. To wit, many executives complain to me as suffering from flushing, blushing, running of the mouth, high stool, seat cramps, delayed borgorygmus, and shortness of pants. They also, like you, feel relieved of these symptoms away from the orifice. Can anything be done? Yes. And it should be done now. They, And you, Hideo, are suffering from farmer's lung. Usually confined to barns and sponge warehouses, it is attributable to a hybrid fungus, which lodges in the massive air conditioning systems that supply oxygen of sorts to the big buildings that your daddy works in. Although the same bug can be found in home furnaces, it's often rendered ineffectual due to the fact that poor people can't afford air conditioning and are forced to run their furnaces to heat their homes during the summer. This fries the fungus. We doctor people use the word Microsporifera funi in referring to this little pest, and literally it can be translated as funny spores. Long known as the cause of Theodore's disease, running sores in athletes' feet. Recently, this microscopic troublemaker has also been blamed in the nasty disease labeled Hartman's palsy, formerly Strassman syndrome, the only cure for which is death. I'll answer any questions, dear friends. Just write me if you still have the strength. Until next week, this is Dr. Whiplash. I'm out for lunch.
That's a common occurrence these days, that is, being out for lunch. We all hope that we can continue to be out for lunch. At some time in our lives, everyone should have that experience. We hope it happens to you again soon. Well, let's see now. I'm up to now still Jerry Stearns, and you have up to now still been listening to Sound Effects, a Radio Playground. You know, in a couple of weeks, we'll be having the KFAI Fall Membership Drive, and I hope that you will start making your plans now so that you can help yourself continue to listen to Sound Effects and Fresh Air Radio. It's important. But you don't have to do it now. Just think about it, okay? And to help you think during this next hour and a half, there's punk, grunge, and new wave music on Abby's Room for One. It's the sort of thing that happens every Sunday night here on Fresh Air Radio. So stick around. There's always more to come on KFAI. Sound Effects, a Radio Playground. The best in audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. A medium where almost everything is left to your imagination.
Support for KFAI comes from Crooner's Supper Club, presenting Kajana, A Night of Soul, Thursday, September 18th. R&B vocalist Kajana, KJ Gant, celebrates the music of Sam Cooke and other soul music dignitaries. From ballads to anthems, this show honors the heritage of soul. It's a journey through the sounds that helped shape a generation. More information about A Night of Soul with Kajana is available at croonersmn.com.
Hello, this is Debbie G., Operations Manager here at KFAI. Well, you might recognize my name. It isn't often that you hear my voice. Congress recently passed a bill that eliminates all federal funding for stations like ours. That loss could ripple through the work that we do every day, supporting new media makers, preserving cultures, and giving space to stories, music, and communities that commercial outlets leave behind. We are where we need to be, and that means not backing down. But we need your help to stay strong. KFAI is more than a budget line. We're radical access to the airwaves. If KFAI has meant something to you, now's the time to show your support. Start a monthly gift today or deepen your support if you've already contributed. Give now at kfai.org. We're here for the long haul, and we're grateful that you are too.
Support for KFAI comes from First Avenue, presenting Big Wild, Tuesday, September 23rd. Progressive electropop artist Big Wild returns to First Avenue with his brand new album, Wild Child. Big Wild's live performances are known for multi-instrumental energy and visionary visuals, as much as the infectiously danceable sounds. Opening the show is Shaloo. More information about Big Wild at First Avenue is available at first-avenue.com.
In recognition of the freedom of speech protection,